If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3, I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor,
doctor,
Mr. MD,
doctor,
now can you tell me what's ailing me,
doctor?
You said,
and welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're going to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're ready to roll, and thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to talk about the new inoculations using 4D printing. I bet you haven't heard about it. Yeah, the microneedles. You maybe heard about that. So anyway, we're going to talk about that, and we got some other stuff in our quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men in uniform, men and women. Got to put the women in there. And we got to have our devotional. So devotional today is in Romans 6, where it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ." And then in Titus 1, it says, "In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began." Now remember, God can't lie. I'll take that promise. Take it all the way to the bank. And mind the time, it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report.
Quack, 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 quack
Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the Quacker, Ohio State University of Columbus did a study that finds your statin drugs kind of cause type 2 diabetes. We kind of touched on that earlier, but they're kind of making it official. They said the heart disease statin drugs, when you take them, you may be exchanging one disease for another and getting diabetes. So what they did is they followed 4,600 people who didn't have diabetes at the time the study began, but they were taking heart disease meds. 16% of the participants were using prescription statins when the three-year study began in 2011. So they found that people who are taking the statins are twice as likely to get a diagnosis of diabetes that didn't have them before they started the drug therapy. So in effect, it seems that over time, if you're on these statins 2 or more years, you're three times more likely, they say, to develop diabetes. So they say the fact, it appears that it appears to be a dose-dependent situation, which means it's not just a causal relationship. All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, barley green. They say eat some barley green. It grows, it gives you the potential of having anti-cancer protection. Researchers at the Institute of Rural Health in Poland said that barley green extracts from young barley green have anti-cancer properties, and their findings were published in the Annals of Agricultural and Environmental Medicine. So the green barley contains a lot of essential nutrients, and it has a kind of a wide range of biological antioxidants, anti-inflammatory, hypoglycemic, antidepressant, anti-thyrosic type of anti-cancer activities. And so the results are that the barley green will inhibit a lot of proliferation of colon cells and without affecting healthy cells. So gives you some protection from the cancer cells. And I love it. We use barley in our body food mix. So check that out at thepowerherbs.com. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about the 4D printing and all these new inoculations using micro needles. You know, the researchers, this is coming out of Rutgers University, and they have been kind of inspired, they say, by parasites. Don't you find that interesting? Yep, parasites inspired them in the development of using 4D printing, not 3D, but 4D printing to make these tiny hypodermic needles. So we're told that kind of gone are the days of the huge hypodermic needle that nurses held with two hands, giving thousands of people the phobia or fear of needles. Now, nurses would tell patients, hey, try to relax, take a deep breath. But they knew what was coming, a burning pain, right? Few nurses learn the art of giving painless injections, but of course I'm not a big advocate for injections. However, if one must be given one, it should be given without any discomfort. There's a way to do that. So the gluteal, the butt cheeks, if you will, they have a lot more fat in them. And if you pinch the gluteal between your fingers, creating a mound of fatty tissue, then the injection pain is significantly reduced if you get any at all. However, nurses are rarely taught that. So let's see what medical science intends to make for the next generation of needles, shall we? I don't like needles. Do you like needles, Frank? I do not like them. As a kid, I didn't have a phobia about it, but I just knew what was coming wasn't pleasant. But I do have a thing about going to the dentist, though. I don't like the dentist, but I go. I take my valerian root and I go. All right, so let's look at these researchers at Rutgers University, engineers and scientists. That's what we have here. And they developed this 4D printing to make hundreds of tiny little needles, which we're told mimic parasites. So parasites, when they attach to tissue, they have many little barbs or hooks. Now, the 3D printing, you're familiar with. It's a process that builds objects layer upon layer. But the 4D printing uses what are called smart materials. Do you know anything about the 4D printing there, Frank? huh? Have you heard about it? Well, the smart materials with the 4D printing are programmed materials to change their shape after they're printed. Don't you find that kind of weird? So we're told that the material used in the fourth dimension type materials, what they're calling it, whatever that means, and the material morphs after it's printed. I find that kind of on the creepy side, too. So the engineers and scientists think these 4D needles will be used for healing wounds, biosensing of treatments, and soft tissue applications. Here's a quote from one of the lead professors at Rutgers at the Mechanical and Aerospace Engineering School of Engineering at Rutgers, Professor Lee. Also, this information did get published in the Journal of Advanced Functional Materials, January 2020. Okay, so here's what he said. Our 4D printing tiny needles can replace the standard hypodermic needles. We think 4D printing micro needles will allow for a robust and sustained use with minimal pain and ease of use. So they're looking at these new morph type smart materials to be able to replace, you know, those big hypodermic needles with the long syringe. You know, those are kind of the ones that scare everybody, right? The nurse had to use two hands carrying that into the room. All right. Well, let's look at the morphing material, because I find this to be odd. The morphing materials, what are they and what are they made of? And Frank finally chimes in. He says, who likes getting stuck with a needle? Nobody. Nobody does. But the morphing materials, let's get back to that. Morphing materials, they're made from a polymer substance. Now, the word polymer refers to many molecules joined together. So the word poly is Greek, meaning many, and the word mer means units. So most polymers are made from molecules called macromolecules or chemical units called monomers. So polymers can be a combination of living organisms that could be proteins, cellulose, nucleic acids, and a majority of the polymers used are composed of hydrocarbons, where you have carbon and hydrogen. So now we're told that these polymers that they're using to make the microneedles are biodegradable, made from polylactic acid, polyglycolic acid, or other types of copolymers. Now, these have already been FDA approved according to the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health. This is what they say. The new technology manufacture of microneedles for intracellular injection to deliver drugs fully dissolve in the skin. This is an implantable programmable polymer. Don't you find that interesting? It's a programmable polymer. These are multi-walled carbon nanotubes. If microneedles are removed from the skin, micron scale holes remain in the skin until medical resealing of those pores is done. Resealing is recommended to avoid the likelihood of infection. Mild skin irritation, swelling, and edema is expected. End of quote. So they can dissolve in the skin or be removed, and if you remove them, you have to seal the hole. Patch it. Kind of like medical speckling, I guess. I don't know. So there are some challenges with this therapy. The new morphing microneedles are not without problems. We're told that they could bring the benefit of reducing the likelihood of infection, but the needles themselves do not do well in the skin tissue. They have this weak adhesion issue, which is a problem if you want to control the drug delivery. So they were back to the drawing board. And the weak adhesion is also a problem for the biosensing of the needles to detect DNA, enzymes, antibodies, and other indicators. So as mentioned, the parasites, you know, they have those small hooks or barbs that help them adhere to tissue. So the engineers tried using something like that along those lines. They were programming the morphing material to grow micro interlocks or hooks that would bind to the tissue when it gets inserted. So far, they have what look like backward-facing barbs on the microneedles, and the barbs improve the adhesion by 18 times in strength, So the microneedles not only deliver drugs, but guess what? They also collect body fluids. I wonder what else they do. I don't know. So you've got these microneedles, and I've heard of the micro patch. A couple years ago, the microneedles get on a patch, and it's been actually in development for childhood vaccines to reduce the pain and tenderness of an injection site and lower the cost of the syringe expense. So people that have a fear of needles would probably opt for the micro patch method for getting a vaccine, or if they had to get a drug delivered instead of intramuscularly with a syringe, they would do the patch. Now, microneedles will pierce the outer layer of the skin, but they typically don't reach the muscle layer like a traditional syringe would. So medical science states that their microneedle invention will improve on vaccine compliance and drug therapy treatments for adults and children. Now, micro patches contain hundreds of these tiny needles. So testing of vaccine micro patch delivery indicates that it may need to remain in the skin several days to deliver all the drug therapies, kind of a time release thing. So the list of side effects, though, on the micro needle patch is bleeding, swelling, fluid retention at the site, bruising, infection, peeling, scarring, and pigment problems of the skin. They didn't say exactly what the pigment was, but the researchers are saying that healing after the microneedle patch delivers the drug therapy, it can take 6 weeks. 6 weeks. If you cut down on the possibility of infection, to cut down on the possibility of infection, what they did in some research back in 2019 is they started coating the microneedles with silver. So trying to cut down on infection. What do you think of that, Frank? Would you? Now, first they're saying they're biodegradable, and then they're saying they may need to be removed. I guess it depends on what smart material they're using, how it morphs and how it programs. I don't know. It's just kind of sci-fi-ish to me. But they want to take the ouch out of the needle. I get that part. Making injections more comfortable is one of the advertised attributes of the microneedle therapy. So this technology is being planned for things like dermatology treatments, eye treatments, insulin therapy, drug rehab, blood vessel treatments, and more. So it's going to be kind of used everywhere. Now, just think of this, Frank. You could be, hopefully you're not, but if you ever found yourself in the hospital, maybe taking a little nap, and a patch of microneedles full of drugs could be applied while you sleep, and you probably wouldn't even know it without your knowledge. Think about that one. Especially those, you know, cranky old people that go to the hospital and they don't want any more shots. Well, you need one. Well, we don't want one. While they're snoozing, maybe they're going to get a patch. What do you think? I think that's plausible. I really do. So these are kind of, I guess it's more in the category of a subtle delivery option. You know, I want people to think of the big picture here, because how the package is delivered is not the real issue with regard to toxic drugs as much as, you know, the side effects of the drugs. So the drugs enter the system, produce side effects, or also known as other diseases. So micro powders, so small that they're hard to detect, are absorbed or breathed into the body, delivering whatever it is they're carrying. Whole cities could be treated with drug therapy without the public's knowledge. So we recently heard the physicians and scientists, if you're listening to the show, we played the 2019 WHO Global Vaccine Summit audio clip where they complain. These are doctors and scientists that complain. They don't have the adequate safety research on vaccines, and they never have had it. So the public has been the test without their consent, basically. Now, I, for one, do not think the medical science authorities are exempt from delusion or corruption. So we live in an age where you can't trust the science and those that are promoting it. We have to get past the thinking that doctors know best and science can do no wrong. It can, and they are, right? But you know what? We have options. don't say you don't know how to go about healing yourself because, you know, we've all been given really divine instruction from God. He made all things, including the medicinal herbs that heal you. And don't be afraid or intimidated to try, because the human body is designed to regenerate and heal itself with nutrition. And don't neglect the power of prayer, because God can reveal to you his power to heal you. So if the scriptures are saying herbs are here for the service of man and healing of the nations, it therefore honors God when we believe his word and utilize his medicinal herbs. God is a big believer. I mean, Frank's a big believer. He uses garlic all the time. Garlic's great. So quit chasing symptoms with the prescription drug therapy and get with God and use his herbs to deal with the cause. Now, it is your job to learn how to use herbs and find the resources that will instruct you. Well, does that mean that you have to enroll in a school? No. It means you can glean this information from many sources. Now, one source is Apothecary Herbs. They make organic, whole food, professional strength herb formulas, but they also instruct their customers in their use. So you're learning as you're healing. You are also learning prevention. Also, sign up for their free online newsletters. Apothecary Herbs sends them out weekly. They're full of prevention tips and recovery therapies. You can go to their website at thepowerherbs.com. And click on books and newsletters, and you can receive this knowledge each week. Free. It's free. So, no, you don't have to go to school. Now, you can call or order online at Apothecary Herbs their products, and you can receive also their free product catalog. Their toll-free number is, that's the first step. Get their catalog. See what they're about. 866-229-3663. It's free. 866-229-3663. The phone call is free in the United States and Canada. 866-229-3663. Thepowerherbs.com is the web address. Because if you're serious about herbs, you really need Apothecary Herbs. They got great products, great tools, and information. You'll learn how to do it. It'll be like you learned how to tie your shoes and brush your teeth. It'll be the same thing. It's not going to be complicated. Right now, they're having the Valentine's Day special, so you're going to save 25% on orders of $50 or more. You have to use a coupon. It's on the website, but it's February FEB20, so FEB20. But you want to hurry because the sale will end on the 14th of February. So if you're looking to get immune boosters, if you're worried about the SARS virus, I mean the coronavirus, or if you're looking to do your cleansing before the bathing suit season gets here, always good to save when you get the really great stuff, the professional strength stuff. So check them out at thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. Sign up for their newsletters. They're online only. They're not delivered by snail mail, but you will be empowered. That's what it's about. All right, we've got a few minutes before we have to take a little bitty break. And I want to look at the age bracket of 50-year-olds for just a little bit here. Yep. Because as we age, we just get better, don't we? Yeah, we should. All right, and, you know, things are very common. The medical science area tells us, you know, it's very common as you age to get this, this, and this problem in your health area. Well, it's common, but is it normal? No, it's not normal. Well, historical accounts of how man has lived over hundreds of years can give us a glimpse into how we've kind of dealt with health challenges. We're told we now live longer than ever before in history, or medical science says that. So why are people in their 50s or and older concerned about their health so much?
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk, and it looks like we had a little technical glitch there right before the break. So we're talking about being great at 50 years of age, health-wise. Now, there seems to be a trend that people in their pre-retirement years start to think about how they will manage their after-retirement. So according to the National Institute on Aging, in 1950, men that were retiring at 65 were expected to live about 13 years and women about 15 years. After 60 years later, those statistics have changed to men living 17 years after retirement and women 20 years. So that means they will need, you know, a bigger retirement fund and they'll have to work past 65. So according to all these reports, one in three Americans, or a third of us, due to financial demands, have not saved enough money towards our retirements. And in fact, they don't have a savings account maybe at all. So it's estimated about 56% of Americans have less than $10,000 towards retirement. So these statistics are much worse for women, mainly due to their earning potential is lower than men and due to child rearing. And then, of course, if there's a divorce and then they're raising the children and, well, they're usually strapped for cash. So women, there's a 27% greater risk that they are going to have little to no retirement savings, especially if they are single mothers or divorced women. Now, as women age and living longer than the men, they require more medical care and usually tend to outlive their retirement fund. So if financial experts are right and they are telling men to save 10 to 15% of their annual income for retirement, that figure now in this day and age is 20% for women. They have to save 20% of your income is a big chunk. Now, an estimated 63% of American women have no savings whatsoever compared to 52% of men. So according to this National Institute on Aging, in 2002, we had 25% of Americans working past 70 years of age and 10% past 80. Well, you know, some people just like to work. They don't want to be retired. That's too boring for them. I get that part. So there's this age gap. If we look at the age gap of the last few generations, we can see a big difference in retirement, which would naturally make some people kind of anxious as they do grow older. So the baby boomers, you know, age 55 or over are roughly 85% ready for retirement. They usually have about $300,000 in their retirement fund. So it's estimated that one in four of the baby boomers has funds that maybe exceed that $300,000. Generation Xers, these are the 35 to 54 age group, roughly they're 50% ready for retirement with about $100,000 in retirement. And then the millennials, the lovely millennials, ages 18 to 34, they're approximately 40% ready, or they have no retirement. It's either or. A lot of them have maybe $10,000 in retirement. So here's a benchmark of if you're average median age and income, if you're 24 right now and you're making $35,000 roughly, you should start a retirement fund. And they're saying in order to keep up with inflation and the cost of medical care, you're going to have to save 48 to 52% of your income in that retirement fund. But, you know, paper assets, Frank, that's going into, you know, paper assets. And then if you're 30 and you're making about $55,000, they're saying you need to put 33 to 67% of your income away. If you're 40 and you're making $66,000 a year, you have to put 20 to 80% of your retirement away. And if you're 50 and you make about $70,000, you got to put 22% of your income away. Hopefully you will have 78% to live on when you are retired. So scary numbers, really. But, you know, food's gone up, way up. I can remember, Frank, back in the 90s, I was shopping for a family of five. And we had a freezer, you know, in addition to our refrigerator. So we had a freezer in the garage. And I would shop once a month because, you know, let me just say, it's not the biggest thrill to go shopping with toddlers and, you know, elementary school age kids at the grocery store because they want everything. So I did it once a month and I would just load up the freezer. So I went grocery shopping once a month. And once a month, I'd spend maybe $300 once a month on food, right? Maybe for five people. Do you know what that bill is now? That's what you spend a week for five people now. So food's gone way up. Utilities have gone up. So, you know, it's really not helping, you know, for if you're putting money away. Now, according to Dr. Bernice Nucigen, she's a psychotherapist or psychologist at the University of Chicago. She said men and women think differently about things in their 50s. What men think is important, women think other things are important. So men will tend to focus, she says, on career accomplishments, the time limits that they are facing as their career winds down, while women in their 50s may be in the middle of restarting their careers after taking time off to raise children. Now, she also said women tend to focus on their husband's health more than anything else because they have this concern that they'll be widowed, and that would change everything in their world. Another interesting fact, according to a David Gutman, he's also a psychologist, and he's at Northwestern University. He says people who leave school, get married early in life, go through the aging stages about 5 years earlier than people who have professional careers. Well, because lack of, they don't have the same income. And finances stress everybody. So he also says the 50s, when you're in your 50s, they present a somewhat subjective time in aging, he says, as people will either see themselves as much younger or much older than their chronological age. What do you think, Frank? Do you see yourself as older or younger? Or does this just depend on what the day brings? Which is it, Frank? Are you older or younger? A strong influence that affects this perspective, he says, is our physical changes and our physical limitation, right? Like, oh, going up and down stairs, you know, getting up and down on a stepladder or a ladder. I don't know. As I get older, Frank, I don't like heights. What is that, normal or not? Is that normal? Frank says, I'm 59 and I'd have to go with I feel older. Okay. I'm generally kind of flip-flopped depending on what's going on. You know, sometimes I go, oh, I used to be able to do that. Then I feel older, right? Right? I guess it just depends. Oh, you never liked heights? Do you have a fear of heights? Oh, have you ever gone up in an elevator and it's that clear glass and you see the whole outside, or you see the lobby or the interior of the mall or whatever it is? And I can't look, you know. I look at somebody's face and have a conversation. I can't look. Yeah, that's not fun, is it? No. Or how about those big skyscrapers, right, that have like these cantilever clear glass and clear flooring that you can step out and you see, and it's like you look through the floor, it's clear glass, and you can see, you know, like the street 50 floors below. I can't do it. Oh, yeah, long suspension bridges. You don't like those either? I don't mind climbing the stairs and looking out at a lighthouse, though, for some reason. That's cool, because I guess I'm looking straight out instead of down, you know. Oh, yes, if it's windy. Yeah, if you go up on the Empire State Building or something, it's windy up there. That'll show you how high you are, right? All right, so here is a quote from Daniel Levison. He's a psychologist at Yale Medical School. He says, for many in their 50s, there is a silent despair, a pressing fear of becoming irrelevant in work, marriage, or with no real alternative in sight. I can get that, you know, where you might feel I'm no longer useful or valued, especially, I guess it hits you if it's your family, like you worry about becoming a burden, you know. I can get that. But I grew up in a house where my grandparents were with us, and so my mom looked after her parents, you know. And what does the Bible say about that? You know, if you do that, for your parents. That's a blessing. God sees that, and then you'll be looked after in your elderly years. Now, here is another quote from, this is from Bernice Nutrogen, University of Chicago. She says, a focus on fear of heart attacks begins around 50. Do you have that fear, Frank? I don't think I do. I don't think I've thought about that. But then again, I use heart herbs, so I don't worry. I also work out, you know, watch the blood pressure thing. Keep it all good. But people, you know, you have this fear of heart attacks as you get 50, she says. And many people, it's men that start to fear that. And they start to die from them in noticeable numbers after passing, crossing over that 50 threshold. Well, let's look at what we notice. Turning 50 seems to be this kind of milestone, if you will. We notice changes such as we're not as agile. Our reflexes slow down a little bit. We have a little less stamina than we did maybe a decade earlier. Menopause sets in. Some harsher realities. Maybe we start to get more serious health issues that can arise. Maybe bone health problems, heart problems, maybe even cancer. So according to Dr. David Karp, he's a sociology doctor at Boston College, he says that for a majority of us, we will mentally surrender to the thought of old age when we experience these physical impairments or when we become grandparents. That's an interesting thing. Because when I became a grandmama, I didn't feel like a grandmother. I didn't even embrace the title, you know. I've come to embrace it now, but 4 or 5 years ago, I'm like, what? You know, it just seemed too premature for me. I don't know. Well, so what's the most common health worry for women and for men? Let's take the women first. According to this article in the Huffington Post, women in their 50s often fear the health problems their parents or other family members experienced. Well, that makes sense, you know, because you saw maybe some suffering there and some struggle. Frank says he doesn't worry in general. Well, that's a good attitude, I think. Worry is, you know, fear. Fear's from the devil. It causes anxiety. It ages you faster. You can be concerned, but just don't be afraid. Now, women are often, obviously, the caregivers for elderly parents. Maybe they're suffering from dementia or other cognitive impairment. And that's really the number one concern to women as they get older. Will I become mentally impaired? The other health concerns women have over 50 are chronic internal medicine diseases like arthritis, stroke, things like that. Now, Frank says he doesn't have a worry of what men commonly worry about. But according to the Research America, men in their 50s worry about health like women do, but their top concern is becoming disabled and not being able to function at work or provide. So diseases, things like Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, as well as heart disease, stroke, cancer, all on the list for guys. They just worry about being on the sidelines and not being able to do. Dr. Gary Small, he's the director of the UCLA Longevity Center Institute in micro neuroscience and human behavior. He says many health behaviors can lower our risk and protect us from mental decline, such as getting regular exercise, a healthy diet, mental stimulation, and stress management. Yeah, there's nothing like stress that can sideline your you know, concentration, right, Frank? So what have we been hearing then? Well, after we hit 50, we tend to hear, oh, well, it's normal. We expect you to have these problems. Well, it's common, but I don't think it's normal. It's kind of obvious to me, though, that many people over 50 have concerns and desires to resolve their health issues. I hear it from guys and women, urgency issues, you know, bladder problems, prostate problems for the guys. Cognitive function sometimes comes up. People call them, you know, brain farts, or they just can't, it's on the tip of their tongue, they can't remember it. I do hear about, you know, immune system health and, you know, not having to get the flu shot, but still not getting the flu. Sometimes they hear things like sex drive, libido, but heart health is big on the list. I hear about that. Bone health is on the list as well. And also energy and muscle mass. Men especially, they say, I've turned 50-something and I'm losing my muscle mass. I also hear that they have they have no faith in their doctor being able to resolve these concerns of theirs. They don't want the treatments. They don't want lifelong drugs, and they don't want surgery. They want something else. And, of course, you know, you're going to the wrong person if you go into a medical doctor because that's not their – the only tools they have are prescription and surgery. That's it. That's it. So when a person decides, no matter what age they are, and they want to implement some changes to their lifestyle and strengthen their system using foods, herbs, and spices, they tend to reap the health benefits. Didn't we just hear, Frank, from that clip we played a little while ago from Perth Gotekine, that physician who said that, you know, he was overseeing a geriatric ward, and he took all his patients in that ward off the drugs, and he says it was like they became 10 years younger. Absolutely fabulous. So the drugs can give you side effects, cause you to slip, cause you to fall, cause your brain to bleed, have strokes. So always, always investigate the drug therapy recommended to you, because it can undermine your health. It really can. And the doctors really don't care, because they gave you that drug because that drug's been approved for, you know, blood clots, or it's been approved for angina or something else. But then it causes something more serious, right? But the doctors are saying, well, you came to me with angina pain, so I gave you medicine for angina pain. See how they're thinking about that? So people are essentially taking back their health from the system that monitors disease without curing it. So when a person kind of wakes up to the fact that doctors don't cure anything, they've gone to medical school, they've studied, they've read the journal articles, and they have no cure to offer. I find that astonishing. I mean, I think healthcare is great for anatomy and trauma care, but they're not good at prevention. They're not good at internal medicine disorders. I mean, they're not going to cure heart disease, and they're not going to cure cancer. And Dr. Tekheim says the third leading cause of death is what? Death by modern medicine. All the drugs you're on. Patients are taking the drugs faithfully as their doctor prescribed, but they die prematurely on the drugs. And it's statistically proven, he said. So, he even said modern medicine kind of operates like what, the, mafia, you know, organized crime. Scary, isn't it? A physician saying that. But who better to say it than someone that's on the inside? There's this Chinese proverb that goes, the superior doctor prevents sickness. The mediocre doctor attends to impending sickness. The inferior doctor treats actual sickness. So the superior doctor prevents sickness. And that's just like in the Asian continent, you know, they pay their doctor a few cents a day when they're well, quit paying when they get sick. So over there, the attention, the orientation, the philosophy is keep my patient well. I get paid more when they're well. I don't get paid when they're sick. Over here, in America, the doctors get paid more when you're sick. They get paid nothing when you're well. It's just totally insane. So that old saying, an ounce of prevention, pound of cure, so true. The sooner we address our health issues, the better we are. Preventing them altogether is really ideal. So one main thing I've noticed is that some people are kind of fond of their bad habits. They don't want to get rid of them. which is undermining their health, is really why they're declining. Now, here's an example. I had people looking to use some natural therapies for some serious internal medicine disorders, but they refused to give up smoking, which is inviting the disease. Part of finding the cure is evaluating the lifestyle, eliminating anything that weakens the body and invites disease and gives disease a foothold. People who are not willing to do that are going to be disappointed with their progress because it undermines it. Then they convince themselves, hey, natural therapies don't work. Now, our health status relies on each of us individually, no one else. We can't blame our health on anybody, right? If we're mining the temple God gave us, if we're respecting it and we're doing our due diligence, we're the ones responsible, not healthcare, not doctors, not drug companies. We are. So the sooner we get serious about our health and owning it, the sooner we're going to get better and the sooner we're going to have better days as we age, really. We're going to be really great in our 50s and beyond. So I know people say, well, I don't know how to do that. I'm like, well, why don't you want to learn? Because it's your health at stake. It's, you know, how many years you're going to be on the planet typically until God says come home. So it honors God when we look into natural ways to help our health. Because we're here for him. We're here to serve him, say. And the Great Commission is to serve the Lord, mind the time, pray for the brethren and warn the wicked with the word of God, see? So if we're not doing that, if we're too sick to do that, what can we do to improve that so that we can fulfill that great commission? So the Holy Spirit's dwelling in that temple, and you want to be a nice temple for the Holy Spirit, clean. So that's why I love the herbal cleanses, the herbs that cleanse the system. It keeps it clean. A lot of people don't realize your blood can get laden down with impurities and get polluted, and you can get diseases like diabetes or anything else. You know, you can get cancer of the blood, lupus. So it's important to cleanse and nourish the body. So once you've cleansed out all the impurities that can kind of get in there, if you've had X-rays, you have radiation particles. If you have amalgam fillings, you've got heavy metals. If you've had vaccines, you have heavy metals. If you've, you know, eaten preservatives, pesticides, they have residues that are in there. We have to remove those so that we keep the system clean and it doesn't give the disease a foothold. So cleanse and nourish. Once the system's clean, don't repollute it. Keep that diet clean and organic, simple. And you know, you got most internal medicine disorders when you do that. Really watch the smoking. Try not to do that. If you have alcohol, try to limit it. You know, don't overdo that. None of that excessive stuff. I was just talking to a guy today, Frank. He's on the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory and he's got all these, secondary issues, side effects. And I'm like, that's because you're on non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. I said, didn't you ever look into it? Well, no. And I'm like, well, long-term use of that stuff, you got problems. You know, you can have blood clots, you can have macular degeneration in the eye. And he was just like kind of shocked. I'm like, yeah. And he said, well, nobody ever told me. I said, well, the people that are in the medical system aren't going to tell you that. It's sort of like going to court. They're not going to tell you what your rights are in court. You got to know them yourself or you're going to get railroaded. So I'm sorry. It's the nature of man. It's the system. And yes, there's corruption everywhere. So, and if you listen to the show that we did and we ran Dr. Kotekheim's, audio clip, he said that the drug companies buy the, professors in medical school first, the senior physicians, and then all the regulatory people that approve drugs and medical equipment. And then they buy the editors at the medical journals. He says there's not anybody that's a professional in healthcare that's not on a drug company payroll. That freaked me out, but I didn't think it was that deep, you know? I didn't think it was that prevalent. Did you think it was that prevalent, Frank? I didn't, when he put it to me that way, I went, well, yeah. They don't, he says they don't mess with young doctors. It's the senior doctors. The senior doctors, you know, have seniority and they pull strings at hospitals and stuff. They also protect each other, you know? If somebody messes up, you know, they kind of, you know, cover stuff up. So I can see that happening, but it's upsetting still, you know. So we have to do more for ourselves. We have to educate ourselves. And a good place to start, get the Power Herbs book. It's a 400-page book, and you'll get your feet wet on using herbs and getting familiar. It's sort of like, you know, kind of, you know, touching the temperature of the water and getting used to it. And before you know it, you're starting to, you're bold. You're out there learning more. You're doing more. You're empowered. You're enlightened. You're strong. And you're well. Is that amazing? That is amazing. Stay out of the doctor's office. Stay out of the hospital. Stay off the lifelong drugs, because get Shane Ellison's book, Over-the-Counter Natural Cures, because he'll tell you what these lifelong drugs most people are on, how it corrupts their system and kills them. And he's a chemist. He used to work for the drug companies. You know, just, you know, getting some revelation there. So the powerherbs.com, if you want the Power Herbs book at $14.99, it's in a download, a PDF, Kindle, or iPad. Get their free online newsletters, get empowered that way. Learn, learn, learn. Get empowered. It's not that hard. It's gonna be okay. And of course, the folks at Apothecary Herbs instruct as well as provide tools. So that's the good thing. They have product support. I'm out of time. Get their catalog, 866-229-3663 is their number, thepowerherbs.com. They have the Valentine's Day sale, 25% off. Get started. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.